Wait a minute.
Press
done first.
I've pressed the button, so I've started.
Yeah, I think it started. I think so.
Yes.
Something's scrolling. Yeah.
So there's been some new developments with Midwest. You became involved 4 years ago, and we had a meeting but never did a great deal with it because at the time I was still doing what I did in the 80s and the 90s, which was advertising in magazines and publications and so on. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I came to the point where I realised the magazines don't work anymore. And I tried Facebook and that didn't work. I tried the magazines. They don't work anymore like they did in the 80s and the 90s. So we made a major decision here in Australia that we would abandon all magazine advertising and leave all of that. And I tried Facebook and having a website, and my website got hijacked. I got contacted by people who prey on people who have websites, and they sign them up and get their credit card numbers and then start charging them thousands of dollars a month for providing basically nothing. So that messed up the whole site, and I had a reasonable site which was getting hits but never any sales or response because the product is too unusual perhaps. So I've tried the internet exercise of having a website, and that doesn't work either. So I've gone back to an old form of marketing which is foreign to many young people, and that's direct sales commission. Direct sales commission only, which we don't hear much of any day. They've got taken over by multi-levels and networking, which became binaries, and they're awful things, those things. So we've commenced a direct sales networking program, and I've been advertising on Seek for agents and so on, and getting very good interest from people because there's a very unusual new way of doing things. The price has risen since you were involved. It's $75 per CD now, and the commission is $20 each. So there's a commission of $20 each, and there's an easier way. I don't think when we spoke 4 years ago we had any particular way of doing any marketing except do a meeting or something like that.
That's right.
We did a meeting and tried that.
So you mentioned go to businesses and who might be dealing with people, like for example gyms or something.
Gyms, one can do gym sales, sports sales, and so on. But I've come up with something which is replicable that anybody can do, and worked out an interesting way as to how to work out the income. Now, you used the product before, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Did you? What results did you notice?
It's hard to say.
Anyway, I'm starting people off with number 14, stop procrastination, because that's the fastest working one. People get virtually instant results from using stop procrastination. So I'm getting good responses and so on. So, you already know the product. Midwest has been around 39 years, and in that time I've done a new brochure. There's 180 titles. So there's plenty of titles now. 180 titles after 39 years. And when people look through the list, as you can look through the list, do you think there'd be a few that people would find interesting?
Oh yeah, absolutely. How come it jumps from like 79 to...
I don't know why it did that. That was one series, and the other series started at 352. And they did many private labelling ones and private request ones. And see, some of these are the ones that have come into the general range. Just put them down.
Enjoy.
Thank you. So these are the ones that have come into the general range of 180 titles after 39 years. All with the money back guarantee on results. There's more on the other side. There's a whole lot of very diverse ones which came out of public demand and particular requests and interests and things like that.
And where's the company based? Is it America?
Florida.
Florida.
It's called Midwest Research of Michigan, to differentiate it from another Midwest research in the US. So it started in Michigan, but now the people who set it up have moved to Florida. So it's in Florida now. So there's plenty of titles there. And that lends itself, how does one self from a whole list of titles like that? Do you have an idea how one might sell from a whole list of titles like that?
I guess it'd be, obviously, I'd imagine, either knowing the person you're talking to, or if it's a business one's approaching, what relates to that business is my guess.
Yes, if it's a business.
Yeah.
I think you can't tell what they would be interested in. You can't prejudge. You can't tell. And since there's 180 titles, the way, best way is to just ask the person to go through a list with a pen and cross out everything they're definitely not interested in and see what's left.
Yeah.
And it's an exercise that takes about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes over coffee with somebody if one's doing a coffee sit. So one asks them to go through the list of all the titles and cross out anything they're not interested in.
And so be this, because I'm just again interested about the fact the numbers are jumping. So is that meant to be 80, for example?
Sorry?
So the fact that there's these high numbers, was that just a mistake and that should be 80, 79, 80?
No, it stopped at 79.
Oh, I see.
Years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then this other range developed.
Oh, so a different
I don't
range,
know, I should ask. I should ask Lucy about that.
So maybe I would have, when we'd say that there were codes, and these codes are for these, and these codes are for those. Since there's such a difference in the numbers.
There is a jump, I don't know why.
We'd have to say these are just codes then.
Now we've also now got these offers.
Uh-huh.
Buy three, get one more free.
Uh-huh.
Buy five, get two more free.
Yeah.
Buy seven, get three more free.
Uh-huh.
Buy 10, get five more free.
Yeah.
Buy 15, get 10 more free.
Yeah.
And buy 20 and get 20 more free.
Uh-huh.
And some people actually do that. Here's an example of somebody who went through the list and found a lot of interest. And he bought 140.
Oh, wow.
That was a buy 70, get 70 free, because it doesn't stop at buy 20, get 20 free.
Yeah.
Some people might get 30 and get 30, 60 and 30 and get 30 more free.
Uh-huh.
Upon which your commission is $20 each CD, including the free ones. So if somebody takes up an offer of buy 10, get 15 and gets 5 more free, you get the commission of $20 on the 15 CDs.
Oh, I see.
That's a $300 commission.
Uh-huh.
How does that sound?
Yeah, no, that's good. That is good. Yeah.
So, there's plenty of titles and people get intrigued.
Yeah.
And get very interesting once this is put in front of them. And that's the major selling point, the list.
Yeah.
It comes in different sizes. That's the A. That's the A3 size. That's the A4 size. But this is also an important one. This is the A5 size.
Oh, right, yeah. It's for people with good heart. Short-sighted, yeah.
And I don't know that you've had a great deal of experience. And oh, you have sales in Reiki and massage and so on, and you had clients there.
Yeah,
and so on.
True, yeah.
So we have a system where that's the A5 size.
I suppose, yeah, and that's something.
You know what could be done with the A5 size?
Not bad, you tell me. Yeah, A5.
You get 1,000 of them printed up and you give them out.
Yeah, good idea. I see what you're saying. And that's probably, yeah, obviously where I could do that with, so I may still do a corporate massage, then that would be virtually. So.
I'm going to tell you another way you can do it even more quickly and get a wider penetration of people. And you can give it out with your massage, your Reiki, your dog walking, and you can do it by printing those up and giving them all out at once.
Uh-huh. Do you mean letterboxing?
No, you don't do letterboxing. I don't think that works.
No,
I don't think that's good. Door knocking is they're not home and it's too hard and it's not the way to do it.
Oh, people are really so
you don't do that.
Yeah.
You could do it with some of your massage clients if you wanted to, but you just give them the list, but that's not quite the way we're suggesting to do it.
Yeah, so you tell me then, yeah.
Well, how many people walk around the streets of Chatswood or your suburb of... Where are you, Avalon? Aren't you?
No, I'm
Narrabeen, Moonavale.
Eleanor and I'm Narrabeen.
Narrabeen, yeah. Moonavale, yeah. Anywhere like that.
Yeah.
How many people are wandering around during the day in shopping centres?
Oh yeah, quite a few.
Anyway,
yeah,
lots. Yeah. Heaps of them.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of suburbs where there are people wandering around, there are people at the beach, there are people all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the important thing is just to get that into their hands.
Uh-huh.
And let it do its work.
Uh-huh.
And just say something like, oh, something to change your life? Have a look through the list and give me a call and we'll meet for coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then you give it out to the next person, and you tee them up by saying something like that, an invitation. My phone number is on there, because on these, you replace my details, my name with your name, my email address with your email address, and my phone number with your phone number.
Okay. And so would that mean technically, so to do that, would I...
You have the master. I email you the master, and you just change it on the Word program. And for printing it up, I don't think you've got a photocopier, have you?
I have.
You've got a photocopier or a printer?
Yes.
Still, it can be tedious to be doing 500 or 1,000 at a time.
Office works.
You can get them for 8 cents. They come down to 8 cents.
Yeah.
Double-sided.
The print is really only when one has one off thing, but to do big amounts.
To do big amounts and do it consistently.
Yeah.
And have a running order.
That's right,
and they deliver.
Obsolescence built in, so they don't last
they
long
do.
Anyway. Yeah.
And delivery is free when you order over $55 worth. So, if you get 1,000 of them, it's $80 worth. Now, we're going to do some figures on what you can earn
and so on.
So, get ready with your calculator.
I'll have to stop this for a minute then start it again.
I'm recording it here, so I can supply you a copy of this. I'm going to show you two forms of income.
Oh, okay, so now I'll use the calculator.
This is where it's direct sales, commission only. Although you're not quite actually doing the sale, you're doing more a close.
Uh-huh.
You're doing a close.
Uh-huh. Okay, and,
I suppose you do a sale.
So I'm clear now for the calculator,
You don't have to deliver them. I send them by mail. They get dispatched by mail once they've paid the amount
after we work it out.
Let's suppose you give out... Well, how many hours... part-time can you work per day?
I guess ideally, so that it's fitting in with everything else. I think I'd look at by rights to be realistic. I don't think I'd be a person to spend hours and hours doing probably, let's say, an hour. Something like that, so.
An hour per day?
Or, let's say 4 or 5 days a week, maybe.
4 or 5 days a week, an hour a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and doing this, you're going to meet a lot of people,
uh-huh.
and some of them are going to get into conversations,
uh-huh.
which gets interesting.
Yeah.
So let's suppose you're doing an hour a day.
Yeah.
An hour a day. How many do you think you could give out around anywhere you go, anywhere in Sydney you want to go? In an hour.
I say because I don't know. Some people go, in a hurry.
Some
won't. Sort of thing. Yeah. So it's hard to say. I don't know. I'd have to really guess because they're going to be people. And I know I was doing market research and trying to get people. All of a sudden you get about 4 in a row. Yeah, no worries. And you end up a whole stack. No. I don't want to know. You know?
Yeah,
so
market research ties up their time. It takes time.
Yeah.
We're not doing that with this.
But I still find these days people will still go up. Like there's some that will, definitely. So it's hard to know when I'm going to get a whole lot of them and people that just go, yeah, I'll talk or whatever.
If you have a big smile and you look friendly, and just give it to them and just say a sentence or two and move on.
Yes.
And let the numbers work.
Yeah.
So let's suppose you give out one every 20 seconds. One every 15 seconds, we'll say.
Yeah.
One every 15 seconds, for a minute, that's 240 an hour. So, put into the calculator, 240. You give out 240 in an hour.
Oh, wait a minute.
You can go into shops and give them to the owners of the shops.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah.
working behind the counter.
They can't run away.
Walk around their shops and give them out to the customers and disappear quickly.
Yes.
Go into coffee shops and give them out before they throw you out.
Yes, yes.
Or whatever, 240. Now, of the 240, what percentage of those do you think are going to contact you back? Because this is up for them to contact you.
This is a huge guess for me. I don't know.
If you say something, have something to change your life, look through the list and give me a call. We'll meet up if you like.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
What percent?
Let's say 10%?
10%? You want to work with 10%?
Yeah.
Okay, 10% of 240 is times 10%.
Oh, well, starting again. I made a mistake. That's a cancel. 240
times 10%.
Times 10. Okay.
Percent.
Oh, percent.
Percent. Put the percent one that one there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Equals?
Equals, right. Yep.
24. Okay. 24. Now, they're not all going to buy.
Yeah.
They're not all going to buy. They're just inquiries. They've got some level of interest, or who knows what they're ringing for. So, of the 10%, what percentage do you think would be interested enough and might take a guess again?
10%.
10%? You want to go with 10%?
Yeah,
so, times 10% again? 2.4. So out of the 240, 1% end up in a sale. Now, that sale can be they either pick some out themselves, but you've got to know how to close and get the sale, or they might want to meet for coffee, and it's a good idea.
I'll go back to reporting now, will I?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to do more calculations, so don't go back to reporting.
Oh, not yet. No.
Stay with 2.4. So of the 2.4, some you can just talk to on the phone and maybe get a sale, maybe they know what they want, maybe they remember when subliminals were controversial in the 90s, and so they might like to get something. Now, there's an offer, buy three, get one more free, and the various offers. So of the 2.4, how many CDs do you think they might buy, having looked through the list?
That's guessing. I'm really madly guessing. Let's say three.
Three. Okay, times three. So times three.
Okay.
Equals?
7.2.
So that's 7.2 CDs for the day's work. Your commission is $20. So times 20.
Okay.
You said three.
Oh.
Do you mean they buy three and get one more free?
Oh, I suppose so. If that's the idea. Okay.
So divide by three.
It's 104 divided by three.
Go back to divide by three. And times four.
Times four. Oh, okay. So it's your personal
equals. Mass. So that's $192 income for the day. So you do that how many days per week?
At the moment, I'm saying five.
So times five. Equals?
960.
How does that sound for a week's income?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Part time. Commission only.
That would be good.
That would be good, 960.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah.
And that's doing, that worked out at an hourly rate of $192 an hour. How does $192 an hour income sound?
Oh, that'd be good. Oh, yeah,
that's good. Good. Remember, you do Reiki, you do massage, you do dog walking.
No, Reiki these days, but Shiatsu. Yeah.
You do Shiatsu, you do massage, you do dog walking, and you can hand out brochures. Also, if you're doing them for Midwest, you might as well have brochures, a three-part brochure or something, ready to go for the other things you do, so that you're giving out 240 per day to promote your other services. That'll get you lots of work and you'll be full-time. How would you like to do that?
Yeah, if I only have to put that amount of hours in, yes, I'd be happy.
If you can do 1 hour per day, remember you can do this in the morning when people are going to work. You could do it in the late morning, you could do it in the afternoon, you could do it at lunchtime, you could do it in the evening. You could do it at 7 or 8 o'clock at night and just walk around these places and give them out at night. You can do them any hour of the day. And you're promoting your other businesses as well. So it's very good. Now, we said there were 2.4 sales per day. So let's go that 2.4 per day.
This might get really cold. What do you reckon?
We'll get to it in a moment. We're going to finish soon. So get the calculator on again. 2.4.
So that's 960. And I wipe that or keep that going? 960.
Wipe that. We go back to the 2.4 inquiries per day. And if you've got other literature promoting other things, it's going to increase beyond 2.4.
Yeah.
It might go up to 4 per day. So we'll stay with 2.4.
Yeah.
2.4 times 5 equals, that's 12 sales per week. Some of those people might want to meet for coffee and chat. They might want to chat. If you put it to them, would you like to meet up and chat? This is so you can do the exercise with the A3 or the A4 sheet where they go through the list and cross out everything they're not interested. So if they want someone to hold their hand and chat, and so amongst those, when you do that, you get the higher sales because you're spending time talking to them and you make a friend, you create a relationship and you make a friend and you get the higher sale. So let's suppose in a week, doing 12 sales a week, amongst those, you get 1 by 10, get 5 free, put in your calculator.
So 5 up to 12. And
now we're going to just put in by 10. By 10, get 5 free equals...
Oh, so I've done by 10 equals 120.
No, 5, 10 plus 5 is
so where am I with
15. So put in 15.
Wipe 120.
Wipe that. 15 times 20.
That's as bad as this. 20,
yeah. Equals?
300.
Can you put that into memory?
I can just remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So you might get one of those. You might get a buy 5, get 2 free. That's 7 lots of 20, which is 140, which
so
takes it up to 440.
Yeah.
And you might get one, perhaps 2, who buy 3, get 1 more free, which is 4, 2 lots of 4, which is 8, 160.
Okay, so 440 plus 160 is 500, is it? No,
$600. $600. And you might get some random people buying one each, which gets you 20. So by doing six and doing from giving out the brochures and they respond to you and you do a sit, we call it a sit, over coffee or somewhere, or you go to their place if they want, and you just go through the exercise, that's $600 a week, part-time income from that. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
That's all right?
Yeah.
Paid cash into your account.
Yeah.
So the way this sale works out, if they want them, they've got to pay for them.
Uh-huh.
And that can be done probably on your phone by NetBank, or they go to the post office or the Commonwealth Bank, or they do it on their NetBank, or you do it on your phone, or they do it on their phone, and they pay the money into that account. The CBA account.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Once that shows up and you send me an email with which titles they wanted and their postal address, we dispatch. So you don't have to deliver or handle the goods. I think you've got one or two from before, haven't you? So you can show it. And so there we are. These buy 15s get 10 more free and buy 20 and get 20 free do happen. So if you get a buy 20, get 20 free, that's 40 CDs at $20 each. Profit is $800 sale commission. So how does all that sound?
Oh, no, it sounds good. I think it's got switched off, yeah.
So it's up to you what the catch is if you've got to do your own printing, because you'll know how many you need. So you pay for your own printing, you put your details in there, and you start giving them out and bill all your businesses. Maybe to even take on staff if you wanted to, if you get enough.
Get on Stern or something. Robin.
Good. So that'll do us for today. How does that all sound?
That sounds interesting, yeah. Did you want to show Robin? Or there's another friend of mine, Steph, who tries to...
I could do another meeting. We could do another meeting if you want to get a meeting.
Yeah.
I'll come around and we'll do a meeting and in-home.
Steph doesn't know how to make money.
So if they would like to have a meeting and they're interested in doing the street walking, as we call it, becoming a street walker, then... doing it properly.
Probably Robin hasn't got as much time as Steph, possibly. Yeah.
If we have a meeting, try and get two or three or four or five people along. Get them to try and bring somebody along. Because there's a slight networking program in this, not very much. It's not a binary, but you get $2.50 on each CD on your first level and second level, and that's where it stops.
I see. So,
it's different to how it was before, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Very different how it was.
I got someone called Tracy, but she and Diane, didn't I?
Yes, Tracy and Diane. Diane went to Tasmania.
Tracy's possibly going to die soon, so anyway. Got liver cancer, but anyway.
64, psychoneuroimmunology, the beneficial influence of the mind on health.
Speaking to her anymore, because she got upset that I didn't lend her some money at the time she wanted it.
Okay, well, we'll finish off there and eat.
Yeah. I think Steph would be more assured to be interested.
Yeah, well, we'll get a few people together and we'll have a meeting, group interview, and we'll have a meeting. That'll do us for now.
Well, Steph's a good networker, so if I did get her, I should probably possibly get somebody else.
They go for that, and the professional salespeople have their own style. They look at that and think of other ways to do it as well. But this is something which anybody can do.
Yeah.
And if you've got other businesses, you can promote them too.